Hi, this is Chris, and I'm in the Laboratory of Odyssey's world-famous scientist, Dr. Julius Schnitzelbonker. Hello, Doctor.
Easy for you to say.
Well, what are you working on now?
What am I working on? What does it look like I'm working on?
Well, it looks like an artificial log stuck with holly berries, tacky tinsel, a carton of eggnog, and a Nat King Cole Christmas album.
Exactly! Boy, she's got brains as well as beauty, huh? But 5 minutes ago, it was your garden variety hedge trimmer. I changed it.
But how?
Well, with this little remote control thingy. I'm calling it the Instant Christomatic.
Oh, and what does this Instant Christomatic do?
Well, here, now just push that button. There.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Did you hear it?
Our theme sounded different.
Right. It was Christmatized by the Instant Christomatic. Simply push that button, and whatever you're pointing it at will be transformed into something that's full of the Christmas spirit. Very timely, I thought so myself. Technology is a wonderful thing.
But, Doc, the Christmas spirit isn't something you can manufacture by a machine.
Oh, yes, Smarty Pants? Well, tell that to all the people who make video games, huh?
No, see, the Christmas spirit is something you have on the inside. It's more than just video games or anything you can put under a tree.
Yeah, so you say so. But I expect to make a small fortune from this little gizmo.
Sorry, Doc, but that's not what Christmas is all about.
Oh, so you think you can do something about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, what are you doing? Wait, don't touch that button!
I hated to do that.
What happened? What's going on? What have you done to me?
Maybe you'll feel different as a Christmas tree ornament, Doctor. An invention can't make the Christmas spirit, but it can certainly set us in the right direction, as Connie and Eugene will find out when we begin today's adventure, right after this. You know, you look kind of cute as a Tinkerbell, Doctor.
Yeah, but the tutu's a little short.
Like most places, the folks in Odyssey are busy decorating for the Christmas season. And in keeping with this tradition, Whit is designing a rather unique display for the Bible room at Whit's End. Let's see what he's up to. Come on.
Whit, are you ready?
Ready when you are, Connie.
Here I come. Ta-da! How do I look?
Oh, you look like you stepped out of first century Bethlehem.
Well, it feels like I'm wearing an oversized bathrobe. Do you really think Mary looked like this?
Oh, she probably wore a tunic and headdress, yes, but I don't think she had on makeup.
Oh.
She was close to your age, you know.
Really?
Why don't you take your place in the display? There to the right of the manger? Where's our Joseph? Eugene?
I'll be there momentarily, Mr. Whittaker. I was just having trouble attempting to tie my sandals.
Oh, do you need help?
The IQ of a planet, and he can't even tie his own sandals.
I'll ignore that. Do I look appropriate to the occasion?
You might want to get rid of your glasses.
Huh? Oh, yes. I'm about 13 centuries ahead of my time. Better?
Better. Why don't you kneel to the left of the manger, and I'll get the camera set up.
You look pretty silly, Eugene.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're doing this after we close the shop. I'd be embarrassed if anybody saw us in these outfits.
Well, it was normal dress 2,000 years ago. All right. Smile, you two. There. That's the first picture.
When you finish the wax figures for this display, will they look like us?
Oh, I hope not. I don't have a beard.
You couldn't even grow a beard, Eugene.
Oh. Is having a beard an indication of something significant, Connie?
Well, I'm sure it was in the first century.
And in the first century, you wouldn't be allowed to speak to me so rudely.
Huh?
Women were required to respect men, speaking only when spoken to. Isn't that correct, Mr. Whittaker?
Don't move, please.
But I'm playing Mary, and Mary was special, Eugene. She wasn't like all the other women.
Really? I suppose you think she had a halo around her head, as she has in the paintings.
Well, she might have.
And she gave birth to Jesus in a beautiful manger without the pain of labor, among clean animals. And the babe in swaddling cloths never cried, as in the Christmas songs.
Well, why not?
Oh, Miss Kendall.
Say Roman census.
Roman census. What? Why are you laughing at me? It could have happened that way.
Oh, of course it could. but it probably didn't.
Whit, will you set Eugene straight before he gets hit in the head with a manger?
Now you can relax, then. Those are all the pictures I need.
Whit?
Mr. Whitaker, we're men of history. Surely you don't believe all of those Christmas songs and paintings.
I believe in the Bible and what it says about the birth of Jesus. But what Eugene says is true, Connie. A lot of what we think happened is pure speculation.
See?
Phooey.
However, I will say that in my mind, the story of the birth of Christ is probably far more involved and exciting than even the songs tell.
I believe we're working up to a John Avery Whitaker story.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I don't have a story to tell, but if you want to step over to the imagination station, you may wind up with stories of your own. You're certainly dressed for it. I'm going to close the doors now. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Just to prove Eugene wrong.
Proceed, Mr. Whitaker. It'll be a good education for Ms. Phooey.
Hardy.
All right, here goes. Just push the button when the doors are closed, Connie. Both sides are synchronized.
You'll see.
Just push the button, Ms. Kendall. All systems go.
There.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
I keep forgetting what a ride that is.
I wonder where we are.
How much longer will we endure this oppression? How much longer will we be satisfied to live as scum on the bottom of a Roman sand?
What in the world is going on? Is this Bethlehem?
One certainly hopes so. I wonder if the imagination station has placed us before the birth or if it has already occurred or... I need a closer look at the young man speaking. Stay with me, Miss Kendall. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Thank you. Excuse me. Who is the young man speaking?
Judah. Another zealot with another plan for freedom. Aha. Here comes Benjamin.
Excuse me, Benjamin?
Stop it! Go away! All of you! This is my courtyard, not the Colosseum!
Move over, Eugene! I can't see what's going on!
Get out before the Romans come and arrest you all! Go!
Who is Benjamin? The governor? The mayor?
You must be strangers here. I don't wonder with the accursed census. Everyone knows Benjamin, the owner of this inn.
Against these uncircumcised who have overrun the promised land! What are the Romans but a speck of dust in God's eye?
Enough of that kind of talk, you foolish boy. Go home and tell your mother I said to spank you. Keep your zealot trouble to yourself.
Trouble? Are we not already in trouble with the Romans oppressing us from every side?
What do I care of oppression just so they leave me alone? I'm a simple innkeeper. I want peace. I want quietness in my life. Now, all of you, out of my courtyard!
Wait, where is everyone going? Wait!
We should introduce ourselves to that innkeeper, Connie. He may be able to help us find Mary and Joseph. Excuse me, innkeeper!
What do you want? I don't have any more rooms.
Yes, I've read all... I've heard about it. But I wonder if I might have a word with you.
Good grief! Is this the inn? What a dump.
We cannot leave now. Collectively, we can stop the Romans. Together, we will... Oh, it's no use. The fools, they don't know. They don't understand.
I'm not sure screaming is the best way to win friends and influence people.
What would a woman know about it?
A woman would know plenty, pal.
Pal?
Yeah, a woman has brains too, you know.
For cooking, sewing, and raising children, yes, but
I bet you don't know how to change the oil in a car.
Car?
Or fix a Whitaker special double-decker sundae.
Double-decker?
See, I'm just as smart as you, and I'm getting a little tired of Eugene and all you men talking about me like I'm some kind of work camel.
Work camel?
Excuse me. Connie Kendall, I'd like you to meet Benjamin, the owner of this fine establishment.
You haven't eaten here, huh?
Go away, Judah.
Hello, Benjamin.
Master will do.
Huh?
He's your new boss.
What? Are you nuts?
Pardon us. It's perfect, Connie. You work here with the innkeeper and watch for Mary and Joseph. Meanwhile, I'll investigate the other inns.
Why can't you work and I'll investigate?
Because the townspeople and Romans would be very suspicious of a woman asking questions. I told you it would be like this.
Well, sir, what is the delay?
You don't want to work here, young maiden. Tell me more of this changing oil and...
Go away, Judah. Well, sir, will your servant girl work for me or not?
Your servant girl?
I apologize, Connie. It was absolutely necessary. She will, sir, for as long as we're visiting your fine town. At the current wage, of course.
Agreed. Good. Come along. What is your name?
Connie.
Ooh. Wait. Connie, I want to hear more of what you were saying. Car and... Double dips.
I thought I told you to go home before the Romans use you for sword practice.
I don't care about the Romans. I want to talk to this servant girl. I've never heard anyone speak the way she does.
Mathematically, that makes two of us.
Go home and possibly I will let her speak to you another time.
For that promise alone, I'll go. But I will be back.
Like a famine.
Goodbye, my strong-spirited maiden.
Yeah, see ya.
And don't forget what I told you to tell your mother. Woo-hoo, silly boy. This is my humble inn, and...
Benjamin.
This is my humble wife. Rebecca, meet Connie, a servant I've hired to help lessen your load. And this is...
Nice to meet you both, Benjamin. Hezekiah has been at it again.
You're welcome. What else is new? What's he done now?
A few of the guests have told me he was teaching in the town square.
This is something new?
Now he is saying the strange star is connected with this inn somehow. Our inn, Benjamin.
Hezekiah, he's senile. Why do people listen?
Star?
What star, good innkeeper?
You look at me and ask what star? Look up. Where are you from that your stars aren't in the sky? There, through the window.
Wow, look at it, Eugene.
Extremely interesting.
It's shining in the middle of the day.
So I see. What do you make of this star, Benjamin?
Huh? What do I know of stars? I can barely figure out how to deal with the village idiot.
You want to know about the star? You should talk to Hezekiah. He believes the star is a sign, possibly of the arrival of the one who will reign in Jerusalem.
I will speak with him. Where might I find him?
Everywhere, it seems. He wanders the town.
It's ridiculous. But what concern is it of mine? Here's a broom, servant girl. Sweep the courtyard.
But Eugene?
Keep your eyes open, Connie. I'm going to seek out Mary and Joseph and that peripatetic individual, Hezekiah.
Eugene!
Don't forget the cobwebs in the corner.
We'll continue our journey back to Bethlehem right after this. And now we return to our special adventure in Bethlehem.
It's necessary, he says, because I'm a woman, he says. Sweep the courtyard while he does all the fun stuff. Ooh, Gene, when we get back to wits end, I'm gonna...
Watch your weapons closely, men. This town is full of scavengers. By Jupiter, I despise this land and its people. This is no place for a Roman. You, servant girl. Is this your master's inn?
Sort of.
My sympathy. But it'll have to do. Take me to your master.
Sure.
Felix!
The general. This is the inn we were told about. I was about to have this slave girl get you a room.
Slave girl? Surely not. She is not a slave. She is a beautiful princess.
Are you talking to me?
A princess in a pigsty, then.
On the contrary, Captain. Any place with a creature this lovely must be of the gods, not of pigs.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir. Lead on to your master, servant girl.
Yes, sir. I think this is gonna be a long day. I'll be glad when they invent indoor plumbing.
Connie?
Gene!
Yes?
Now look what you made me do. Do you know what it's like trying to get water from this well?
Very uncivilized, as is everything throughout this century. It's amazing, Connie. You should see all of the people and the living conditions.
Duh, you don't have to tell me. I've been working all day.
Oh, yeah.
Help me with this, will you?
Well, of course.
Well, Mr. Detective, did you learn anything from your big investigation today?
I checked the inns. No sign of a young man with a pregnant woman. I couldn't find this Hezekiah individual either.
Oh, so what does that mean? You keep going back to each one? How are we gonna find them with so many people and more coming in all the time?
Not to fret. It will be easier than we thought.
Why?
Because I believe this is the inn.
Oh, really? And what makes you so sure?
My extensive knowledge of history, for one thing, Ms. Kendall. Trust me, this is the only inn that meets the criteria set forth in the Bible. First, the star seems centrally located above, as we learned earlier.
There. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
You were saying?
Well, unlike other inns of this time period, this one has rooms. It has an innkeeper, and it has a separate stable where a manger could be found.
Stable? Where's the stable?
Over there.
I don't see any stable, only a cave.
Exactly. You see, you were looking for something that resembled a barn, or possibly those structures you've seen in the nativity scenes. Historically speaking, however, the stable might well have been inside a specially constructed cave. And that's why you must stay on here. We're definitely on the right trail.
But Eugene, you don't know what it's like. The guests. The Romans. When they found out we didn't have any rooms left, I thought the captain would tear the inn down with his bare hands.
Astonishing.
And the other one, the general, keeps looking at me like he's gonna ask me out on a date.
Not to fear, Ms. Kendall. They didn't date in the first century.
Oh, good.
However, he might offer to buy you from me.
What?
No. I didn't believe a bucket of water could become so heavy over such a short distance.
You're telling me? I'm gonna have arms like Popeye before this is over.
Who? Oh, that mariner fellow. Wait.
Magnificent?
What's this?
Imagine it, a star that does not move or fade with the dawn.
Yes, Hezekiah. I have spent the last hour hearing about it.
We finally get to meet Hezekiah.
It is here for him. You realize that, of course. A forewarning of some sort. The scriptures speak of a star. Is this the star? Yes, it must be. A sign of the coming Messiah. Oh, I've waited my entire life. God would not let me die without seeing him.
And he will come now just for you?
For all of us. He will come, my friend. He will come.
He will come and I will go. Goodbye, Hezekiah.
Excuse me, Hezekiah?
What?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm you, people call me Eugenius.
Oh, brother.
I couldn't help but overhear what you were saying about the mysterious star.
Oh, are you interested in the star?
Oh, academically speaking, yes.
Academically? You're a student.
Terminally.
Then tell me, what do you know of it?
I know what the townspeople are saying. Some believe it is the Messiah coming through the sky to Jerusalem.
It could be, but one problem. He would not go to Jerusalem first.
How do you know that?
Ah, your servant girl is interested as well.
Well, I'm not his...
The Messiah will come here first, as a servant. Here to Bethlehem, the city of David. Oh, but alas, I am the only one who sees it. I alone believe.
I believe you, Hezekiah.
Oh, such faith. Thank you. And what about you, Eugenius?
Oh, well, I think the historical ramifications are worthy of consideration.
You are speaking with your mind. Tell me from your heart, do you believe it?
Oh, well, believe what specifically?
Do you believe in the coming Messiah, the King who will set us all free?
Well,
What is all of this, old man?
What king are you talking about?
Connie, who is this?
The Romans I told you about.
Out with it. What king?
Our Messiah.
Do you hear that, General? The old man is waiting for his Jewish king.
I heard, Felix.
You're a zealot, then. You want to overthrow the Roman government. I think I should arrest him.
At ease, Captain. Are you a zealot, old sage?
If I am a zealot... My zeal is for God, not for governments.
Mm, which God?
The one true God.
Ridiculous.
And when can we expect this king of yours?
Any time. Possibly even tonight.
How do you know these things?
Our most sacred scriptures. And the stars. See how it lingers above us. He will come here to Bethlehem.
Oh, Bethlehem?
But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel.
Bethlehem? The armpit of the civilized world. This is a fitting place for a Hebrew king.
Yes, it is. No better way to be born in humility than as King David was.
Yes, 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 yes. How many years have the Jews said such things? Let's return to the men, Felix.
With your permission, General, I would like to interrogate this old man more. Such talk must be dealt with. These people acknowledge only a disciplined hand.
Possibly, Captain, but sometimes yours is closed into a fist.
With all due respect, sir, you might understand when you've been here as long as I have.
Oh, I hope not. But do what you must. I'll be with the men.
You do not fool me, old zealot. I'm watching you. I'm watching all of you. Don't you or any of your zealot friends get any ideas about this king business?
I speak only what I know from our scriptures.
And I speak only from what I know from Rome. Hear the word of Rome, old man. The point of this sword waits for one rebellious move from you. Just one move.
Hey, don't hurt him!
Stay out of it, Connie.
Have the Romans taken to beating old men now?
Rome does what it pleases to whom it pleases. Remember what I told you, old man.
You don't have to push him around.
I'm to be rebuked by a slave girl.
You're to be rebuked by me, Roman pig.
Judah, are you nuts?
I'm all right, Judah. No harm is done.
Plenty of harm is done. As long as these barbarians march through our country, as long as they oppress our people, as long as they inflict their heathen ideals upon us, there is harm. I'm sick of it.
Do not provoke me, young one.
It is I who feels provoked.
Judah, for your own sake.
Maybe I should find Benjamin.
Yes, out with the Romans. Out with the Romans.
Be quiet. All of you, close your mouths. Close your mouth or lose your tongue.
It would be just like Roman cowardice to strike unarmed villagers.
Judah, don't!
I don't need a weapon to strike you down, boy.
You need only a legion of men.
We'll see about that.
No!
What were you saying, young zealot?
Please stop, he can't breathe!
Yes, let the little girl protect you now, Hebrew.
I don't need protection from a squealing pig like you.
Oh, yes, you do. Let's hear how brazen you are with a blade against your throat.
No!
Looks like the first Christmas isn't what Connie expected at all. What'll happen to Judah? Will Connie and Eugene find Joseph and Mary? Will Hezekiah get his life's dream fulfilled? Tune in next time and find out.
Another log on the fire, Chris?
Oh, yes, thank you, Doctor. Are you feeling better now?
Oh, much better, much better. And I think you're right. The Christmas spirit isn't something that can be bought.
Good for you.
But I found an excellent use for my instant Christmatic.
Oh, what's that?
Ben, it makes a very good fire starter.
Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Our program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.